Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
I love to talk about business on a real estate radio show because, in a sense, when I'm selling somebody's home or I'm helping them buy a home, I'm executing my own business, and I always want to try to do a better and better job. Whether it's the dissemination of information across as many websites as possible or coming up with unique selling tools like my Guaranteed Buy program, which legitimately has guaranteed and even purchased real estate from sellers because I couldn't sell their home in a short period of time and at 90% of the fair market value. These are unique tools that I've used. In a sense, I grew my business by knocking on doors when I was 23 years of age, just knocking on doors and saying hi to folks and getting to know them. Then I bring them a little gift, you know, a notepad or maybe a yardstick, or I had a creative one time. I had a fly swatter with a hole in the middle. I'd give it away and people would say, well, what is this? I'd say, well, it's a fly swatter with a hole in the middle. And they'd say, yeah, but why? I'd say, well, give the fly a chance. People would always laugh, and I'd say, but don't take a chance when it comes time to sell. Call me. I'll take good care of you. Okay. So it was corny, but, you know, my business grew, and, you know, I've become one of the top couple hundred realtors in the country as a result of small beginnings. And we all start businesses at different points in our life. You know, maybe just a little thing for the kids in the neighborhood. It may be that we started babysitting. Whatever, whoever's listening right now, let's talk about five mistakes that make it impossible to grow your business, okay? The simple truth is profitable and sustainable businesses are not created overnight, right? It takes time. It takes product delivery. In a competitive marketplace with an overwhelming amount of content saturation working against you, everywhere I turn, there's always something on somebody's shirt, signs, and so on. It's just overload of information. So, you know, if you're listening right now, it's clear that you aren't willing to let a little resistance keep you from positioning your business for success, right? We want to position our businesses to be successful. And there are real estate agents who listen to my show here on Sunday, and they take heed to what I'm saying, and they execute it in their own businesses, which I consider a great flattery, and I'm a compliment, rather. I consider it an honor to be able to bring insight into what I know about real estate from my experience to my fellow agents. So if you are ready to grow your business and step in the right direction, let's just talk about five mistakes that are often made. Number one, you haven't made website design redesign a priority. If you can't remember the last time you revamped your website or you haven't touched it once since you launched it, you're not getting out of it what you could be getting out of it. In my business, it is difficult to do everything, wear hats in every different direction, which is why I have a full-time marketing specialist. But for a lot of agents who are doing everything themselves, it's difficult to think about getting on the web, doing the detail work on the website while trying to prospect to get the business while doing the business, right? People these days are just they're just not judging books by their covers these days. In fact, they're judging businesses by their websites just the exact same way. Point being, your website should be so good that you'd want to be very proud to wear it on a t-shirt. You know, you walk around and talk about your website. You'd want people to know, hey, go check my website out. So you want to consider evaluating the way you present the information about who you are and what your business is. Ask yourself the following questions. Is your website delivering the results that you want? And if you're not sure, then you need to find a professional who can help you figure that out. And number two is you're only optimizing for search engines. Okay, so you've heard of search engine optimization. The goal being is you buy information, you buy keywords, or you blog and do other things so that search engines can help to find your website and hopefully drive people to find your business off the web. Well, okay, when faced with a crippled economy and zero demand for pool and spa installations, a guy named Sheridan started writing blog posts that addressed every pool question a consumer could possibly have ever. By inserting himself into the mind of potential customers, he managed to not only save his business, but also become the number one pool company in the United States specializing in fiberglass pools. Why? Because he was leading the conversation. You're a plumber. Lead the conversation. You think, I don't want to talk like that on the air. I don't want to talk about myself. You're not. The goal is not to focus me, 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 everybody focusing on you and finding you. No, it's really about you trying to be helpful. That might come from a family of doctors. It might come from that family of physicians that thinks patient first. How can I help the patient get better? So if my patient is the person listening to my show, in a sense, I'm serving you as an audience by bringing you the thoughts you should have about how do I interview a realtor before I hire one? What are the three things, the three mistakes? This is one I just created. The three mistakes that every buyer should know that they don't know until a year after they've bought their new home. Yeah, there really are. There's some really good information that I provide through the show, free guides that I offer out, like my Market Ready Guide, how to get your home sold for top dollar, or the Right Sizing Guide, how to downsize at the right time and whether to age in place or move to retirement community or buy a condo somewhere or a small single family. If you create an opportunity to have the conversation and you create the answers to the questions people are already having, they will find your business. Number three, you don't know who you're creating content for. Think about it. You don't know who you're creating. You think, I'm just creating for everybody. Everybody's got a plumbing need. I'm speaking to the plumbers of the world here. So nailing down the details that make up your ideal personas should come before anything else. Who is your audience? Who you're really speaking to? I found that the audience that listens to this show Sundays, the majority of you all are between 55 and 85. So I've discovered that there's a great need for people to understand how to right size. So what did I do is I wrote a book about how to right size for seniors that people request consistently and they found very useful in the process. Simply put, the more in sync your content is with the wants and needs of your ideal customers, the easier it's going to be for you to start increasing sales and retaining more customers. So think about it. Like, what's the role? What is the company, the goals, the challenges, the watering holes, the personal gender, age, et cetera, that your clients are going to have? Who's the customer? All right, number four, you're not nurturing the leads that you get. Okay, I've definitely fallen into this trap. People call me, they say, hey, I'm going to sell in 5 years. But the nurturing of that particular lead over the long period of time is not my greatest strength, naturally. Why? Because I'm like most of everybody. It's busy. You know, I've got five kids, and I've got a full-time job, and I've got all kinds of things, a radio show, et cetera, and I'm starting a nonprofit to help widows. I've got all this going on. So the key really is if you have somebody who puts their hand up, make sure you stay in touch with them. All right. With minimal contact, people will remember you. And number five, you're not measuring or monitoring anything. And this has been a key change for me this year. To measure and monitor the success of any individual marketing campaign or even radio show content, how many people respond to a particular call to action? After all, how can you identify your weaknesses if you don't have a plan in place for reporting? Okay? Now you got to know. You got to track the metrics. It's fundamental to your business success. Stay with me. A wireless deer fence that actually works? I'll tell you about it in just a moment.